This special podcast is to share with you 20 gems of wisdom for greater wealth activation that you can create in your life and divine feminine energy. I'm going to share with you just some of the spiritual values, principles, and even standards that govern and guide my life, my mindset, my consciousness, my business, my leadership. And I offer this as a contribution into your life because this really is my methodology and principles and systems. And I go much deeper and much further in my coaching and mentorship containers that has created amazing success in my life and has supported women all over the world, just like you, to do the same. So dive in with me as we explore. And I'm going to go through these quickly, and I won't have time to dive into the meaning of it, but I invite you to really give yourself permission to listen and receive the energetic shifts. Pay attention to your body on how this feels, on the way that life and business and success and work has been presented to us in one way. And then stepping into a whole new paradigm of prosperity and what I'm about to share with you. So let's dive in. 20 gems of wisdom for greater wealth activation and divine feminine energy. Let's go. Number one, prioritize presence over performance. This has to be like one of my, this really is number one. Prioritizing presence over performance is a surefire way to recode your nervous system for sustainability, success over a long term. Number two, flow over force. Ladies, let go of forcing and pushing and striving and instead tap into the divine feminine flow that is your nature and that is available to you. Number three, choosing meaning over metrics. It's time to redefine the metrics that we use for success. Money is certainly a measure of metrics that we can use, but if money at the sacrifice of your peace, at the sacrifice of your health, at the sacrifice of your relationships, at the sacrifice of your self-care, at the sacrifice of your boundaries and standards is not success. We must prioritize meaning over metrics to have a new definition of what success means for each one of us, because it will mean differently. It will mean different things for different people. Number four, leading yourself over launching. So if you are launching a book, a program, a new career, whatever it is that a new beginning, whatever it is that you are launching into the world, that can be very exhaustive. For those of you that are have been women in business, where you are in a service-based business, and or even a product-based business, and you are exhausting yourself by launching versus leading yourself. The invitation here is to shift your energy into leading yourself and into emotionally intelligent, presence-based leadership to save yourself from the exhaustion. Number five, ease over exhaustion. This can be felt in our body. This requires us to tune into our body to know when we are about to hit our limit. In fact, we shouldn't even get that far. So choosing the standard of ease in our bodies for the way of being in which we work is going to overcome the exhaustion that many women experience as a result of working too hard. Number six, love over fear. Choosing, deciding, committing non-negotiating, that love is going to be your dominant mindset, frequency, and consciousness over fear will liberate you today, tomorrow, and forevermore. Number seven, choosing abundance over scarcity. The truth is, we are looking through the lens of either abundance or scarcity. The question is, which lens are you choosing to see yourself and the world? Because how you see yourself and your relationship to life itself is going to be literally expressed in your relationship to and with money. It's going to be seen as evident in the money that's in your bank account and so much more. Number eight, choosing peace over pressure. Peace needs to be your non-negotiable. Don't sacrifice your peace over pressure. I love the beautiful scripture that says, "He will keep those in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him." To create a metaphysical interpretation of that ancient scripture, it means that when you prioritize a state of being of peace, that you won't be knocked into pressure because peace is actually created from trust and knowing where your strength and your trust is in. So the question is, where's your trust and where is your strength? And it must be in a higher power source, divine intelligence, and presence greater than yourself. In my experience, that's the only way I've been able to navigate many difficult situations. And a lot of the quote pressures that come up from running a business, leading a team, raising a child, managing a household, having a loving relationship. In this modern world, we can literally be overwhelmed with everything that is on our plate. But when you know that peace begins with you right now, in every single moment, in every single breath, you can choose peace over pressure as a standard. Number nine, choosing the energy of receiving instead of getting. Instead of trying to get money, open yourself up to receive more money. Instead of trying to get clients, open yourself to receive the energy of new clients. Instead of trying to get love, get noticed, give yourself permission to receive being seen, right? Being held, being accepted, being loved. This is an energetic game first before you manifest in the physical. And who you're being translates in the energy of what you do and creates an imprint on everything that you do. Number 10, choosing unity over separateness. We are all one. There is no lack. Unity over separateness. This is so much. We could dive into that in so many areas. But what I'll say for the sake of time is when you really see unity, we are all one, then you don't see yourself as separate from anyone else. You don't see yourself as separate from the abundance that other people have. Why is she able to have that and I'm not able to? Why did she, why did she have this love? Why did she get noticed here? Why did she get that opportunity, right? It's like, no, she is showing you evidence of what's possible for you. Unity over separateness. The thinking of this world is based on the illusions of lack, scarcity, limitation, and separation. However, the divine truth and your true nature knows that you're made in the image and likeness of God, the divine, and that is an abundant reality where we are all one. Number 11. Compassion over criticism. So instead of criticizing yourself or others, give yourself more compassion. No one can be harder on ourselves than ourselves. And I invite you to take a really good look and a good listen at how you talk to yourself. No matter what the emotions or experiences that you're facing, give yourself permission to love what arises. If you feel frustrated, love that. Love yourself. Give yourself the love. If you're experiencing all kinds of emotions that is not in the alignment of love and unity and truth and beauty and expansion and abundance, which is your true divine nature, don't judge yourself or berate yourself. Instead, give compassion to yourself, noticing these feelings or even the thoughts. And instead, give yourself the love and compassion that you deserve. We're still going. Number 12, we are going for celebration over comparison. Let's celebrate one another instead of comparing ourselves to one another. Let's celebrate the gifts, the talents, the wins of those we see, both online and in our lives, instead of comparing what we have or what they have and what we don't have. Next one, choosing confident faith over doubt. I teach my students and clients that doubt is literally a miracle blocker. Doubt is a miracle blocker. But confident faith and expectation can literally move mountains. Next one. Sovereignty over suffering. Sovereignty is about personal power and personal agency. It means I am personally responsible for my thoughts, my feelings, my emotions, my actions, the reality that I am experiencing in my life. I am personally responsible. That means I am responsible for cleaning up anything and everything that doesn't feel good in my life. Instead of suffering, you can choose sovereignty and activate that sovereign queen of personal power within you, that no matter what you are dealing or facing, that all things work together for your good, that you have confident faith and expectation, and that you are going to activate your personal power because you know that you have the power to create wholeness and wealth in your life, which leads me to the next thing. Wholeness, choosing wholeness in your state of being instead of lack. Wholeness means nothing missing, nothing broken, divinely perfect, and complete. Choosing this as your state of being, as the truth of who you really are, instead of believing that you lack something, is going to keep you in a place of peace, presence, and power. Next one. High profit margins instead of exuberant expenses. This is for, you know, definitely the business. You know, I've seen so many women that operate businesses, but they don't have the profit margins. And so I teach my students and clients to create a highly lucrative, high profit margin with a low complexity business model. And so it's really important that you have a high profit margin in the way that you do business. And if you need help with that, just stay tuned, because there's going to be plenty of opportunities for you to dive into that and learn and expand your skill set and knowledge. Next one. Curiosity over confusion. Instead of feeling confused and stressed, lean into curiosity. Lean into, I'm curious. What if? Instead of immediately putting your state of being into a place of stress and crisis or confusion. Confusion just simply means that there's a block between you and your higher self and the wisdom that is the truth of who you are. But when you tap into curiosity, you get to move past those blocks and you get to start seeing clear. And I teach my clients exactly how to do this through asking them powerful coaching questions that opens up their curiosity to be able to see and feel what they weren't able to see and feel before. And finally, build sustainable wealth and assets over just making or saving money alone. This has been a game changer for me. While others, I watched make lots of money online and really have nothing to show for it because they either spent it or they didn't have the high profit margins and management to be able to run that business successfully and sustainably. I was taking the money that I was making, the cash infusions, and I was investing it in savings and investing it into what I now have as a wealth portfolio of real estate assets, which are income generating assets of luxury waterfront rentals, furnished rentals. And that was one of the most wisest decisions that set me up for my financial future. And it's really important to me that women become wise stewards of wealth and know that your work, your magic, your skills, your knowledge is so needed in this world. And like, you're not just here, you're here on purpose. And now is the time to self-actualize your supreme destiny. And I am so excited to support you. And thank you so much for celebrating with me. I trust that these 20 gems of wisdom for greater wealth activation in your life and divine feminine energy will begin to start shifting and changing the way that you see yourself and the way that you see life, leadership, business, money, work, and success. So until next time, I just want to bless you. I pray that God continues to bless you, increase you, expand you, that God gives you wisdom, that you are inspired, that you are being divinely directed in your purpose and in your prosperity. And just know that I truly am here to support you in your path of evolution and wisdom, wealth, and well-being. And I'm really also excited about opening up some amazing complimentary luxury brand discovery sessions and consultations and VIP day intensives, and being able to provide that at a significant savings and celebration of my 20th anniversary. I have more gifts along the way, so stay tuned. I just wanted to really be able to share my gift of blessing, and I'm sending you so, so, so much love. And remember, you are divinely worthy of all that is good, all that is great, simply because you exist, simply because you are a child of the divine. So shine, beloved. Let your light be luminous.